Well, it's 6 o'clock, so I call this regular meeting of the Sturgis Common Council to order. First item's approval of the agenda. I guess at this point we could even mention, I was just going to do it during consent, but on the consent calendar, subset D, that's actually setting a public hearing is what that is. So not changing anything, I guess, just clarifying or getting correct action there. Is there a motion for the agenda? With the correction?
Correction on D of the consent calendar.
Got first by Ron.
Second.
Second by Dave. All those in favor of the agenda, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. We got an agenda. Item three is executive session. Good evening, Mr. Barnier.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. There is a request for executive session, and I don't believe that we do have
action. Contracts afterwards, yep.
I'm being told there's be request for action coming out of executive session.
Very motion. First by Rhea. Second by Terry. All those in favor of exec, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. We're off to exec. All right, we're back in regular session. Please stand, remove cover, and join us for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible.
Item five on the agenda is consideration of approval for some sponsorship contracts. Daniel, you want to give a brief review on item five?
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. The two contracts that I'm asking for approval for is one is a sponsorship contract with EJ Gallo for 1 year. The second is a sponsorship contract with Rockstar that would encompass the 2019 as well as the 2020 rally.
Is there a motion?
I'd move to approve the contract with EJ Gallo for next year and the 2 year contract with Rockstar sponsorship and allow Daniel the authority to sign.
Got a first by Ron.
Second.
Oops, sorry. Got a second by Dave. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. Dave, that motion carries unanimously. Item six is informational reports. We got library board minutes in there and hotel bid board minutes included in the packet. Item seven is announcements and praise. On the agenda is the school resource officer, Benny Page, graduated from DARE instructor training on June 21st. So we appreciate that and the partnership with the school district. I had a couple more to add here. July 8th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. is the Public Works open house. And also talking about fireworks, July 3rd is Wednesday. We have music on Main. At dusk, we have fireworks going off, and just a reminder that our ordinance states that fireworks are legal to shoot off in the city limits of Sturgis on July 3rd and July 4th only. So we have to wait till Wednesday and Thursday to shoot those off. Does council have anything to add?
Also, the times for those are July 3rd is
until 10 p.m.
Until 10 p.m. and July 4th is until 11 p.m.
Yep.
I did get an email from one of my constituents indicating that there was a really loud bang at 10:34, something like that, Sunday night. So woke him up and scared his dog. And so please have respect for other people in the neighborhood.
Thanks, Ron. Anything else to add to announcements and praise from council?
I would also like to add that today there was a press release and a meeting at the trail that goes out Pine View, and the Forest Service was there. The Black Hills Trails people were there, and it was just a good meeting amongst a bunch of people, and it was a press release.
Thanks for that, Ron. Any other additions? You bet, Bonnie. Eight a.m. I believe. Remember that, correct? Yep. Item eight is city manager's report, so I'll turn it over to you, Mr. Ainsley.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. On the report today is just several new hirees as well as changes. Most of the new hires, just so everyone is aware, almost all of them are simply the typical rally employees. Some kind of begin the week before the rally, some just during the rally themselves. There are a couple other changes beyond that. One is the additional supervisory stipend for our rally and events staff for Autumn as well as Angie. Both of them oversee seasonals during Music on Main, Camaro Rally, the rally itself, and various other events. And so they do receive the supervisory stipend during the summer months and also the month of September when we have other events as well. There's also an increase that occurs for our wages at the community center. And we do increase all of our part-time employees during the rally, and the reason for that is simply if we do not, then they're able to find much more lucrative employment at T-shirt vendors and other vendors throughout the city. Also, we have various other individuals that are going to be working. We do have a change. Adam Hosh is going to be moving into the finance office, and in fact, he already began that today. And also, lastly, our fire department, what is typical we have done in the past is during the 4th of July period on July 3rd and 4th from 6 p.m. to midnight, we do have a fully staffed fire department. And so this provides wages for that. The chief and assistant chief, chiefs receive $15 an hour. The other temporary firefighters receive $12 an hour. The names for the temporary firefighters, we did not have those on Wednesday when we published the agenda, but they are Clint Walker as well as Mark Brooke. And so that is what we'll be paying during the July 3rd and 4th. In addition, during the actual rally period as well, they do become fully staffed, and I believe that's for 10 days during the rally period. Are there any questions? Thank you.
Thanks, Daniel.